Blog Talk Radio.
Just gotta get some things off my chest. Tough times, I hope y'all holding up. We'll be alright, cause we always is. But I'm feeling like this.
How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? When they're killing mine, they'll try to justify. Oh, each and every time, playing in a park, taking you a jog, sitting on the couch in your own house. Never seen a matter what we do. You think we don't matter what we do. You got a problem cause the city on fire. But you're quiet when niggas die. Let the soul up out their body that we bury. You with God, now you no longer have to worry. It's so hard to sing these words out loud. All these beautiful, precious black lives lost in the name of senseless white pride. Tears falling from us. How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? How many more times? How many more? Your rage when my people die. We ain't slaves, let my people fly. Now it's time to watch my people rise. How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times?
Just
special. Your love is legendary to me. Ooh. I never leave your world. Treat you like a diva, girl. You're a wonder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GI Radio Freaky Fridays. I am your host, Tone, with my co-host, GG. What's good?
Everything is good, Tone, man. What's going on with you, man? How you feel?
Cooling, man. Cooling, cooling. Just laid back, chilling today. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Again, happy birthday last week, man. I saw that you you posted some things and you know, we got a chance to celebrate you from afar, man, and salute you. So I pray you had a dope time.
Appreciate it.
And you know, you enjoy family and all that good stuff. So I'm good, man. Atlanta is wide the hell open for sure, full fledged, no question about it. And you know, the more people that's out keeps me inside more, man. You know, I was thinking this morning, this afternoon when I was on the highway, man, trying to get some groceries and get back home, I'm like, so nobody's scared anymore. I liked it when everybody was scared. I was used to having the streets to myself. Now it's full.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying.
Traffic and all that stuff, man. So I guess that's a good thing, and then I guess, you know, we'll find out a little bit later on, man. But I'm good. I'm fired up for the night. You know, I had to jump off live real quick, man, before I got in here. So, you know, I had to snatch up a few extra callers, man. And we turned up, man. We ready.
I'm hoping we can get through last week. We only asked one question, like. We asked one question last week, and it just went crazy. We didn't get a chance to do – we had, like, so many more questions. The topic last week was we had two topics. We only got a chance to do one and one question. It was do's and don'ts in public. And the second topic was porn. So, Gigi, do you want to continue on the do's and don'ts, or do you want to jump right into the porn question?
Man, this is a good one. Now, man, let's jump into porn, man. I mean, you know, we have a list right here, of course, that maybe we can get through it, maybe not, man. But I definitely wanted to address porn. I wanted to address it because, you know, that was one of the things where I didn't have a whole lot of experience. But I do understand. I do understand the concept of porn. So if you want me to go first, man, and so we can start rocking, I'm ready.
Go ahead, it's on you.
Okay, so let me address.
Before we start, callers, if you wanna chime in, press one, and we'll get you on. All right, GG, it's on you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you everyone for tuning in once again, man. We always appreciate your support. You know, you can still text out the number and get some folks in here. The key. I don't think we've mentioned before, but the key is to get in here and get locked in as soon as you can, because if we go over 10 o'clock and a person can get on the call, they can't participate. So you want to get your asses in here on time and participate. So so we're talking about do's and don'ts in public. So when we talk about porn, I mean, you know, we kind of veering off a little bit into what some people may consider taboo. So let me say, my perspective of porn with my partner and individually, I'm a late bloomer. I'm a late bloomer with porn. I haven't, you know, when I was younger, when I was a teen, you know, even coming up, man, I was never really into porn. You know, I knew about it. you know, I mean, I'm an old head, so to speak. I'm old school, so, you know, we had magazines. We whacking off the magazines, man. So you know, in my era, so when porn came around, you know, porn's been around, but by the time, you know, I knew how to access it, you know, it didn't really do a whole lot for me because, you know, I didn't see people that look like me. You know, I didn't see a lot of black folks involved. Sex and chocolate black folks and, you know, mocha and you know, yellow and all that. So, you know, it was a late bloomer. I really didn't start watching porn maybe till maybe in my 30s, man. And I'm 44 right now. So it may be that late, you know. Once again, man, we just stripping my ass down butt naked every Friday, man, all over again. But yeah, man, I'm late. Wow. I didn't start watching porn until probably late 20s, 30s, and then when I did look at it, you know, I kind of looked at it and I was like, ah, you know, that's kind of cool, but you know, I wasn't really into masturbation either. You know, I probably wasn't even jumping into masturbation until, maybe late 20s and 30s, all around the same time. You know, so when I was younger, man, I wasn't whacking off at all. Either I was getting in or I wasn't doing nothing at all. So it was kind of all or nothing for me, man. So fast forward, because I know everybody got their mouth open, like, what the hell is going on, right? So fast forward with the porn, man, now I'm still just okay with it. Now, as far as watching it with my partner, again, man, maybe on one hand, and that's all of the relationships that I've been in, man. Maybe on one hand that, you know, we watch porn and then, you know, we kind of got hot and heavy and, you know, we never got through it. I know that. We never got through watching the whole video. Like, okay, you know, that was hot. We good now. You know, at some point, man, maybe about 10 minutes into it or something, it's like, you know, what goes up must come down. So that was it, man. That was it. So nowadays, really doesn't do a whole lot for me, unfortunately, man. I had made a post on my personal page, man, a couple months ago, man, and two things that don't do a whole lot for me, man, and that's seafood and porn. Seafood and porn, man, they don't do a whole lot for me.
That's my favorite. Seafood is my favorite.
Hey, it's a lot of people's favorite, man. But for me, you know, that's, you know, those are my things that I'm not down with, man. But yeah, so that's that, man. So what about you, man? How does porn, you know, how does porn, you know, play in the bedroom or in the sex life and stuff like that, man? For you and yours.
I kind of started super early, like. My uncle used to have a Playboy magazine. So I used to sneak in his room and steal a magazine. This was like when I was like 8 or 9. So I'm flipping through the pages and my mouth is open the entire time. You know what I'm saying? Really kind of don't know what I'm looking at, but I'm still looking at it.
Yeah.
So like by like 12, I was, oh man, I was masturbating like every day, 12, 13. Stealing my full tape, all that. Now, remember they had the VCR joint? Like,
yeah, of course.
I used to go to work, right? I used to go in there and take his tape. I knew where his stash was. I used to go take him and watch him. But sometimes I used to forget to rewind it back to where he left. So he used to come in. That's when he watched. Anybody watching my tape? I'd be like, nah. But, I mean, as far as with my partner, like, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both rock with it, not all the time, but
yeah,
every now and then it's a cool thing. I like it. It's cool to me. I've been watching it forever, so I got my favorite parts, my favorite scenes, my favorite porn stars. So we want to know. Let me ask you this. We're gonna ask the callers. We want to know. When was the first time you watched porn? That's the first question. Press one if you want to chop it up. When was the first time you watched porn? Give us your story. Man, we got a call already. Here we go, Gigi.
Here
you
we
guys
go.
Gonna get past this one right here.
I don't know.
Let's go. 4-5-3-5 GI Radio. You on?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
I'm good, bro. How are you today, man? I'm good. I'm good. What's up, Tone? All that good stuff. All right, so I'm going to jump right into it. Like, first time watching porn. I was probably around 10 or 11. My dad had them VCR tapes too, but there was one specifically that he had that I found, and I didn't know what it was about. So let me just explain before I tell you what it is. Y'all gonna laugh, but I think I was like in the fifth grade or something like that, fourth, fifth grade, and we were studying like ancient Rome. Yeah, we were studying the Romans.
Okay.
And so I found my dad, you know, my dad's stash, you know, and I found a tape called Caligula. And, you know, and you look at the front of the tape, and it just looks like, you know, it has a Roman symbol on it for Julius Caesar, or Caligula Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's what I thought it was, you know. So since I was studying, you know, Roman art, I popped in the VCR. And it starts
makes
off
sense.
Like that, you know, it's a little gory and all that. And I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of like really, you know, kind of stuff that I'd be studying. That's really how they got down. Then all the wildness started. And if y'all never saw Caligula or heard of it, just Google it. But Penthouse produced it. And they had like this crazy orgy scene in there. And and I was like baffled because they was going in. I mean, I know this is back in the days, but they were going in. And they had like, you know, they had some blacks in there, they had white people, they had midgets, they had the whole nine. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. Because it wasn't just straight porn, it was like S&M, all kinds of craziness up in there, you know. So all the stuff that the ancient Romans actually did. So that was my first time watching it. And I always remember that, you know. Then in junior high school, I found another one of his tapes. So that's when I, you know, around that age when you start, you know, like growing into your manhood, you know, all that stuff or whatever. So around that time, I was stealing my dad's little tapes and stuff and jerking off and stuff like that. But when I got in high school, there was a girl that I was in high school with who turned out to be a porn star. And so I knew her. Her name was Dynamite. She called herself Dynamite. And then I started doing hip hop dancing, and I met Heather Hunter, who was dancing but also doing porn. She was a dancer though, and I met Janet Jackson. And when I met Janet, that was
okay.
It. She was just so sexy, yo, like, you know. And I had known her for maybe 3 months before I had even found out that she did porn. But after that, I just started following her, and that was it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I can't say like I'm, you know, like super hooked on it or nothing like that. But I'll say that, you know, today's day and age, come on, you know, it's not like a serious deal no more. I don't think like more women watch it than men. You know, girlfriends I've had,
I think
stuff,
so.
That's like, yeah, you know, from girlfriends I had, that was like, you know, that was like a little warm up or whatever, or, you know, whatever. Most girls like to watch
pre-game, they pre-game with it, man.
Yeah, you know, and that's how they, you know, one girl, I had a girlfriend who used to watch it and want to try all the tricks and stuff like that, whatever, you know. And because I was in the hip-hop industry, I was meeting more and more porn stars. I know at least 20 or so, you know.
Okay. What about
then,
Melrose Fox, man? What about Melrose Fox?
Nah, I never met Melrose Fox. I didn't, but you know, I met some bad ones though. You know, like the baddest two that I ever met that drove me nuts were a girl named Caramel and a girl named Skin Diamond, who was like just ridiculous, just how sexy. And Heather, because Heather was damn near perfect, like her body was crazy. But that's how I got, you know, into it, like, you know. And then it just, you know, the older you get, the more you kind of whatever. And then you know, with the age of the cell phone, it was, instead of watching them, making them yourself and stuff, you know, whatever. But yeah, but you know, I, most guys, I think, were young. You're a prodigy with that 20th shit. That's crazy. But like
I'm a late bloomer with some things, man. I own it. I embrace it.
Yeah, man. Every Friday, boy, you break something. Everybody like, what? Every Friday. but for most dudes, that's probably how you sneak up on it or whatever. And you know, it's usually like your pops or your uncle or somebody like that where you find something or pop up on the flash, you know, something like that, you know. But yeah, that meeting Dynamite, that just changed everything. And then Janet, man, Janet Jackson, because she was like, that was her real personality. You know, a lot of them girls be straight acting and stunting and bullshitting for the cameras
and whatever. She just had that.
Yeah.
Aura.
You know, a lot of girls be, you know, popping ecstasy or mad high or whatever. Janet was like that 24/7. You know, and Heather was like that too, but not like Janet. Janet was just crazy. Like Janet would, in the club, would jump you down in the club, no problem. Like I saw her do it in the middle of a club on a dance floor, giving dude head like nothing. She don't care who watching. She don't care about none of that. That's just her. So, you know, she was like Little Kim before Little Kim, but like a perverted Little Kim.
That's cool, man. That's some good insight, man. Plus, you brought in the Greek history. You know, it was some sick folks, man. I mean, let's be real about it, man. They were some intense people back then. And we're not going to get into that because it's going to change the whole dynamic. But, yeah, that's where a lot of all that stuff comes from, man. And, you know, I don't want to flip anything, but yeah, all that stuff, man. It goes
the
back
Greeks
to
and
that.
The Romans,
yeah.
Yeah, the Greeks and the Romans, a little bit on it.
For sure.
It became big here in the United States too, especially when you know, like we always talk about slavery and how, you know, the white man would rape the black woman and stuff, but they also sold girls, you know, for the night, like prostitution. There was a lot of during the slave days, you know? And that kind of led to, you know, a form of porn with black women, you know, getting into the porn industry and making a name for themselves. And it started, you know, kind of from that mentality. It's crazy when you think about it that, you know, porn as we know it in the United States was pretty much predominantly to specifically white, you know, in the 70s and early 80s and stuff. Like, you know, you don't really think until Ebony A's and Jeannie Pepper and all them, you know, did you really start seeing black females. It was really predominantly a white industry. Now, it's a predominantly black industry, you know what I mean? Like, it's completely a 180 where, you know, there's way more black people in the industry than whites, particularly in the males. So it's interesting.
It is.
You dropped
a lot of bombs, man. So we appreciate that, man. And I'm glad that we got the fella. We got a gentleman, you know, to pop things off, man. So, hey, man. Once again, man, appreciate you jumping in.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure, guys. Y'all have a great one, bro.
All right, man. Yeah, Tone, that's some real stuff, man. When you date back into porn and the origin and the different categories and all that stuff, man. But one thing that I do want to make sure that we address before we move on, ladies, I do want to hear this. I do want to know, ladies, do you when the ladies masturbate, right? Do they think about the last experience with the guy, or what drives them to go and look at porn? Because, and let me say why I asked that. And it could be vice versa, whatever. The lady can ask, Okay, you jacked off last night, but did you think about me, or would you think about what we did, or were you looking at porn? You know, so my thing is, when you're dealing with porn, man, how does it make your partner feel if they get super excited about a particular, you know, porn star? Like, does that make them a little jealous? You know, if it, you know, Pinky, you remember Pinky, right? Pinky's, you know, she did a thing. Pinky did a thing, right? So if, so if a guy's like, yeah, you know, I was watching Pinky last night, you know, she was with, you know, another woman and a guy, they was getting it in, does it make her feel a certain way, or does it make your partner feel a certain way if you prefer a certain porn star? You feel what I'm saying, Tony? Does that make that question make sense? Does it make her feel some way?
I got you.
If they like, so that's what I want to know, man. You know, because for me,
we got three.
I just want to see. Damn. Here we go.
We got three callers on. We ready to get those answers right now. 75-47. GI Radio, you on?
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. It's Lady X. How are y'all doing tonight?
All right.
What's
Lady
going on?
X, that's what's up. Yeah, talk to us. What's up?
Oh, this is a great topic. So to answer your question, Gigi, it really just depends on the mood that, you know, you're in. I prefer to create my own versus fantasizing about others. But, hey, if the time does not permit, I would venture to say it really past experiences. They really kind of, you know, do something to you. You hear your ex-man's voice in your ear, you know, and he was actually talking to you, and you can actually, you know, most women have a very vivid imagination anyway, so, you know, they can replay back some of those moments, the way it felt, you know, the way he sounded, the way he smelled. If you're really paying attention to your guy anyway, you're probably taking all of that in. So I think it's a tendency to maybe think about a previous ex. However, women watch porn. I just don't feel like all porn is really geared towards the actual satisfaction of a woman, as it is visual pleasure for most men, which is why you may have more men that watch porn than you do women. Nothing wrong with it on either side. Because most porn, if you look back, there's actually a documentary that talks about, for women, porn is seen as more, you know, as more violent, you know, acts that are being done to women. There's more, you know, physical fetishes versus it actually being most women desire, which is the lovemaking aspect of sex, right? You don't really see a lot of that in porn. There's a couple of categories where you might be able to get that. But for the most part, most women don't view porn the same way. Like, they don't have the same experiences necessarily. There is some good porn out there for women. They normally have to find their fan, like you say, Pinky. It was another young lady, I forget her name. I want to say it was like Christy Body or Baby Body or something like that. But she was doing very well in the industry for women because she kind of made the guys, right, the fetish. She would make the men's penis size the fetish. Like, she was challenging, you know, to do certain things. And women like stuff like that. You know, we want to see, let's see how big his dick is. It's got a it's one guy who has a 14-inch dick. That's crazy. That is wild. Yeah. But she was able to take it off. And she, you know, so it was more empowering to see a woman doing things like that, you know, making the men scream, making their toes curl, you know, fetishizing men. So, yeah, I think that's why women may not necessarily view porn and the aspects of porn the same way men do, but women do porn. But they will probably tend to replay images and feelings and physical feelings that a man, their previous, especially if he was a good lover, you know, gave to them previously. So, yeah.
That's interesting. Now, let me ask you this, because I know, Tone, I know we got other callers on here, but I got to ask Lady X this. So I got two questions for you. If you can answer them relatively quickly. The first question is, For a woman, let's just say that you let me ask you, is this a fantasy for you, even if you might not do it? Is this a fantasy? How do you feel about having two men, having sex with two men, that type of threesome, two-on-one, however you want to put it? Is that a fantasy for you? Is that something that you thought about before?
It's no longer a fantasy, and I have done that before.
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Yeah, that's not a fantasy. It's actually been for me. Something that I've already done before.
Okay, been there, done that. And so how was that experience, though? Was it not what you expected? Or was it something on your bucket list you took care of?
It was something on the bucket list that, you know, I wanted to – black men, I just wanted to see if two black men were going to be in the same room with their dicks out, right? Yeah.
Okay.
With a woman.
You want to test that? Yeah.
Yeah, they were, you know, they were cool. Didn't even know each other, which was quite interesting. But one was actually someone that I was already with, and
okay,
I kind of controlled the situation. So
yeah,
I pretty much got whatever I wanted. And that was with a woman once, and, you know, but hey, I want to try with another dude, you know, see what happens. And,
yeah.
You know, hey, it was almost kind of like in a swinger environment, though. So I don't know if that really counts.
Okay. Yeah, show count. Now, was there any DP action?
Was there any what now?
Don't say it. Yeah, it was a double penetration. You heard me.
No, not at the same time, because here, see, we had that anal conversation last week. To each
yeah,
his own
did.
On that. But I'm
Forge.
Of the mind of, I'm a germaphobe on that level, right? So we're not talking about this.
Okay.
Just a wild situation. But, yeah, no, that's probably not going to happen with me at the same time. now, would I try?
Okay.
And this is another thing. Most black men are just not small enough. I think you had a young lady who said that last week. You know, it's not always something you don't just jump on that. Like, you have to, it's level set.
Yeah.
You have to work up to that. You know, it's got to be a lot of move and a lot of relaxation. And if you're doing something for the first time, you're probably not going to do everything that, you know, comes with it in the first time. So, yeah.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'll leave it at that. Tone, you got anything? Because I know we got to keep rolling, man. I got that one off, man. I got more, but, you know, I'm going to spread it around a little bit.
I just wanted to I don't think that she ever answered the question when was the first time she watched it, what age that she
yeah.
watched porn.
She answered that? I was hypersexual at the age of 12, but my actual first experience probably wasn't, and I actually didn't get started until late in life physically. I was like in college. It was my college boyfriend. So, but I started watching porn. Yeah, like me and my homegirls, we were like, ooh, let's see what happens. We were watching that 80s porn, you know, with the afro, 70s
That's
porn,
right.
with the afros and the, you know, on the shag rug, that chartreuse colored couch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I want to say we watched the old porn. We were like maybe 11, 12, you know, kind of snuck and watched it. So, yeah, wasn't a bad
okay.
experience, but it was just kind of like, oh, okay, oh, you know, it wasn't a teaching moment.
Okay.
If anything, I think it scared a lot of us into probably having sex later in life, but, yeah.
Cool. That's it. You got something else, Gigi?
Nah, that's it, man. That's
right.
it, lady. Yeah, she came through for me. I appreciate you.
All right,
yeah.
y'all. Well, have a good
you
night.
Too,
all
right, you too.
Thanks.
This is getting intense, man. This is
very, very.
This
very.
Is getting intense, Tom. You know the thing about it.
Oh, you heard me.
What was that?
I said you when you were talking to her. You was like, you heard me. I thought she was trying to duck that question too. But she answered it.
Yeah. She came around. She came through, man. She came through, man. And I got more questions, man. I just want to spread them around because, you know, once we start talking about porn and we talk about the age, then we talk about the type of porn, you know, again, I still want to know how ladies feel about their guy having a specific porn star that they like. You know what I'm saying? That's their go-to. You know, the go-to is Pinky. The go-to is, you know, Lacey Duval. You know, the go-to is Cherokee the Ass. You know what I mean?
So do you have a go-to?
I don't have a go-to person, but sometimes I have a go-to video. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be honest. Boy, you know, we're gonna get another caller on, but I'm gonna tell you like this because we ain't even get into categories yet, right? So for me, I like to watch threesomes. That's my go-to category. So it's gonna be threesomes, and ain't gonna be no two dudes involved. It's gonna be two breezes and one brother, and that's my go-to. And I think the reason is for me is because that's not necessarily my reality. So it's a fantasy I get to watch. You understand? So if I see like a beautiful woman and you know she got nice chest and nice ass and stuff like that, my reality is I can have that. You know what I mean? Like my lady may look like that, or you know what I'm saying? Or I might like her shape. Well, you know, I like her shape, so that's cool. So when I go to porn, I go to porn for it to be something that I don't necessarily have. And I'm be honest, man. Sometimes I look at some interracial porn. Yeah, I said it, damn it. I'll look at some interracial porn because it's not necessarily what happens to me. So it's like me basically peeking in people's bedroom. You know what I'm saying? I don't imagine me being the one poking the other person, but I get to look at it. So that's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a fantasy, man. So that's how that works for me, bro.
You know what, GG? We finally agree on something. Cause that's my go-to threesome. And I like one black and one white. Like, that's like my favorite thing. I got my favorite porn star, too. But
you do.
I got a favorite porn star. Yeah, I got a favorite. I like Roxy Reynolds. Like, that's my favorite one.
Woo.
But
hey, I ain't mad at you, man. Roxy's nice.
We got
Roxy's
like,
nice.
She's seven callers to get on.
Damn. Okay, man, let's get through it, man. We got to get through them. We got to make them. Before we get your asses on here, we're going to rapid fire so we can get everybody done. So we may chop it up about 45 seconds, 60 seconds, and keep it moving. So I'm just saying that as a disclaimer before we get you on, man. So let's get to it, man.
9990, GR Radio, you on?
Yes. Porn is a blessing.
Whoa, hey, how you doing, first of all?
Off the break.
Didn't mean to be, you said wow. 45 seconds. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. Porn is a blessing for everybody.
Okay, and why so?
You said why so? Because everybody deserves to get what they want to watch.
Okay, yeah, it makes sense.
I don't really have anything else to add much more intellectually than that, unless you want to ask any particular questions, which I will answer.
Okay.
I do.
Well,
I got one.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
What age were you when you first watched your first porn?
I remember watching the scribbled channels on some kind of porn channel in my parents' basement. Maybe at 11 or 12 years old, and that was it. And then I lost my virginity at 14 to somebody that I've known since kindergarten. We're still friends, and that's what occurred.
Did you both watch porn together? Is that what made you want to have sex with each other?
No, we didn't both watch porn together. I was definitely in the basement watching porn, largely by myself, sometimes with my sister, but like nothing crazy. We're not incestuous.
Okay. Well, there it is. 11.
But
kindergarten.
Like my thing
okay.
is, why wouldn't women be as sexual as young men? Like, the fact that that's a question is somehow concerning.
Are you talking about being sexual active at an early age? Is that what you're referring to?
Sexually active or even sexually interested. So, like, the very basis of the question is, like, what are you women doing at the same time we're doing the same shit? The same shit you doing. Talking about.
Yeah, and that's fair, you know. But I think what it boils down to is you know, what goes on in the household. You know, some are super duper strict, and a lot of households, you know, it's a lot of favoritism when it comes to what the kids are able to be exposed to. You know, it's kind of shunned on, you know, girls to do things like that, and you know, guys
okay.
are kind of, little boys are coached.
It may be shunned,
so that,
and other things may be coached, but it doesn't mean that it's not a naturally occurring thing. Like, we have the same feelings that everybody else has, and I've just always been, quite frankly, traumatized by that. Like, we're all young adults. Then why wouldn't we all go through, what's the thing called, puberty together?
Puberty.
I'm
yeah.
horny, you're
yeah.
horny.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, it has to be
so
addressed.
So, like, the fact that that's even the question, the fact that female sexuality is continually denied is sad in 2020. That shouldn't be a question. Yes, we woke up like this. Yes, we want to do the shit. Like, yes, it's a thing. So it's just intellectually dishonest to constantly have to battle. Like, well, if you were a real woman, or if you were a real girl, or if you were really religious, or if you were da-da-da-da, like, being attacked by women and men, like, yo, I got genes, fam. I got hormones, my G. Like, what do you want us to do? That's crazy
yeah.
to me.
Nah, that's fair.
Really
that's fair. You never hear about a virtue. You never hear about a virtuous man, right? That's never talked about for a man to be virtuous.
You never hear
right?
about that.
It's always
and
a virtuous
like,
woman. I get that.
And low key, I'm not knocking pick me's. I don't even like saying that word, but I do want to say for the record, the factuality or the actuality that women have to play to moral standards in order to be accepted is truly frustrating. In the society
yeah.
that we live in, that is truly frustrating. And I'm not advocating for, you know, just wilding out. I'm not saying that. But, like, the concept of, like, oh, that's a nasty bee. How could she do that? I'm like, but we're humans, so didn't we all do the same thing? Like, what are you talking about? That's a real issue for me. That's a real issue for me. And it's not personal, because some people will be like, well, you must have a past. I'm like, no, I'm not saying that, but it's just fundamentally illogical and fundamentally intellectually frustrating that there is a constant double standard that prohibits female sexuality above male sexuality. And so it's a thing. And as
a
teacher, you know, being in the classroom, sometimes that stuff comes up and you have to battle it. And the boys will say crazy stuff and I got to defend the girls and defend femininity, you know, in front of the boys and have this battle. And I'm like, well, we shouldn't have that. It shouldn't be like that. You should be able to express what it is that you guys literally biologically by puberty express at the same time. You have hormones.
I agree.
They rage.
I agree.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
I
have
agree.
No arguments here. That is an issue. And we appreciate you bringing that to the forefront. So thank you so much. And thank you for answering the question.
I don't want to argue about nothing else because I'm ready to argue. I had arguments ready to go.
Now we need you to get back into the crowds, okay? And we'll deal with this at another time. But your voice was heard, my sister. Your voice was heard.
I didn't come here to agree. I came here to argue. What is this?
Yeah, the rest of your argument is going to be on the other side, though.
I'm joking.
No, we thank you for your support. Thank you for jumping on here, okay?
Okay, good night.
All right, good night. Man, I know it's lit. I already know it's super lit. But before you go to the next caller, John, let me say this. This is really important. She made some very good points. And the thing about it is when we talk about sex, we're talking about when we talk about Freaky Friday and things like that, you know, it may be implied, but let me make it very clear. You know, it's all about being responsible, being accountable, you know, whatever your moral compass, whatever your moral standards are, you know, you exercise that. We're just having open conversation. You know, when these are things that people want to talk about, but there's no forum to talk about it because most people will be judged, or it's, you know, we have two different perspectives from males, which typically don't have these conversations, or at least don't lead these conversations. So it's an opportunity for all of us to not only share, but have an opportunity to hear. So we appreciate all the callers and everything that you're saying. And let's get to it, man. We're not going to get past porn. It's porn night. It's porn.
Yeah, and we're not judging. Like, this is no judging. Like, everybody like what they like. Some people like this. Some people like that. Some people don't like this. Some people don't like that. It's your thing. We're not judging. 6849, GEI Radio, you on.
Yo, what's up, fellas? It's Jay, man. How's everybody doing tonight?
Jay, what up?
What's going on?
I need to be a panelist on this, a guest panel or something. You know, I got something to say. You know what I'm saying? but you know, just to answer Tone's question about the first experience, you know, with porn, the lady who called before, I guess I'm of that same age group because we, back in New York, we had, like, this thing called WHT, where it had porn on there back in the 80s. And you try to watch the scramble channels, you know, but you couldn't. Because how I heard about it was that, well, when I was in grade school, and the kids would talk about Debbie Does Dallas, all these different things, and I was very curious. So I would go to the channel on my black and white TV and try to see the porn, but I didn't really get to see it well. But my real first experience is my dad's collection of magazines. One day he left he had a desk in his den, and one drawer didn't have a handle on it. Like, you had to go under to push it out. And one day he left that drawer open, and I discovered all these porn magazines in there. You know, talking about Penthouse, talking about Players magazine, all these different things. And that's what got me, you know, got me. I had to be like about, God, probably 11, 12 years old, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once you start growing as a man and you discover, oh, shit, my dick gets hard. You know, that became an obsession for me, too. Like, wow, this is amazing. Like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? And then I think that because we didn't have a VCR back then, there were no tapes around to watch. But as soon as I left my parents' house, lived with my aunt, is when I bought my first videotape. It was some corny shit, like it was some white people, whatever. And I got my first tape. This had to be back, I'm talking about the early 90s now. Because, again, think about it. I'm not living by myself. I have my aunt living in the house, and I can't put it on while she's there. So when she goes to sleep at night, I stick it in the VCR, you know? And
had the volume mad low, man.
Oh, my God. It was down low stuff, you know? And then that led into when I graduated from college, going into the strip clubs. So it was a whole progression of this whole sexual life in terms of relation to porn and strippers and all that stuff. And then I got a whole other bunch of stories on that stuff, too. But one thing I do want to say is this, is that men, for me, when I watch porn, that's about me. It's not about no other lady. It's about me.
Yeah.
You understand?
Okay.
And then, you know, I don't bring that stuff into my relationships unless the girl asks, oh, you have a porn collection, let's watch it together. I never suggest that because I'm now going to live out what I actually learned or my fantasies with the girl that I'm with. But most girls, I don't bring that up to them at all. You say, oh, you got a porn, let's watch porn before we have sex. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so that's how that would go.
Okay.
That's good insight, man, and I'm glad that you mentioned that because I do think that women bring that into the relationship more so than even the suggestion, whether it happens or not, just the suggestion of, hey, you know, let's watch this. And so you know, and that could be a little leery because, again, you know, they like my lady said a little bit earlier, she might want to go and watch the 14-inch dick dude. You know what I mean? So,
right,
you know, she looking
right
at your 6 to 9, and then she's like, well, you know, 14's right here. And I mean, who knows, man, what the hell they thinking, man. You know, women ain't going to tell us all the truth. You know what I'm saying? So you never know.
They're not.
So that's a very good point. That's a good-ass point, man. I'm glad you came through for us on that one, man. Now I got more damn questions, man. Now I got more damn questions
now,
for the ladies.
We appreciate you calling in. We got, like, 7 other callers. We're going to try to get everybody
on. That's great,
on,
man. Proud of you guys. Keep doing
Keep doing the do.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you for calling in.
All right. No problem.
Let's go straight into the next one, GG.
We got to.
2748.
Hey, y'all. It's Candy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
How
you
doing?
Candy.
What's going on?
It's like Candy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
That's what's up. Man, we doing well. Tonight's explosive. Literally.
I mean, y'all cutting up tonight.
yeah, everybody is. We're going to jump right into it. So what's your first experience with porn?
So I was 13, and being grown, I had a little boyfriend or whatever, and he used to walk me, like, to my classes. And one day he was like, meet me in the old media room. I was like, all right, whatever. So we go in there, and he just immediately goes down on me. And I'm like, wait,
whoa,
you can eat that? Like, this is not USDA. Like, what are you doing? And so I was fighting him. And, like, it was horrible. He bit me. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh.
He's like, well, I got to show you something. Come over. Yes, it was horrible. I was crying. And so later he was like, just come over and just play my mom's network or whatever. And so we went over there. And come to find out, his older sister recorded over his Ninja Turtle VHS with a porn. Mm. And he was trying to act out what he saw. And so we watched it over and over. And finally, you know, to make a long story short, he figured it out. And, like, that's all I wanted for, like, a good 5 or 6 years of my life. Like, I didn't have sex. All I wanted was it.
Okay. Okay. Now hold on a minute. Now I have to fill. You have to fill some holes in this story. So you're in the old media room, right? And you say that the guy gets to get the munching and biting and carrying on. Where you draws at? Like how do you transition to where his head is in your cooch? Like who slid
no,
the panties down and did you agree to it? Oh, he took it.
No, he did all of that. I didn't know what was happening. I thought we were just going in there just to be going in. I was very green when I was small because my mom was like, she put in us, yeah, if you kiss a boy, you're going to get pregnant. So, like, I was really
right.
I didn't know how none of that worked. So I was just in there to chill. And like I said, he just, everything happened so quick. I was like, wait, what is going on? But like I said, he bit me a couple of times, so he didn't know what he was doing either.
Wow. And now you have the
Now it's great.
Now you got to have the head
for me.
You know?
Yeah, it's great. And I agree with that last caller. That's the greatest thing ever because, I mean, I'll put it on my Bluetooth in my car in traffic and just it's great. Greatest thing ever. I'm in Georgia, so you know the traffic be slow.
Put what on the Bluetooth?
You got to put it on the Bluetooth where it's like surround sound, and it really sounds like you're there. And like that's the turn on for me. I like the sound. Like even when I'm watching it with my dude, like. I like for it to stay on while we're having sex because I like it not so much as I'm thinking about the other person, but I kind of feel like I'm in the same room with the other person. So, like, we're all together.
I get
so
that.
So, like, that's the turn on
it's
for
a whole
me.
Setup.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have a favorite person. I don't have a favorite person, but I don't have a favorite person, but I will, like, look at a certain category, and if I see a chick that I like, I'll kind of follow her in her mm-hmm. her different categories. So, like, but I don't have a particular favorite. But, yeah, Tone, definitely check out the Bluetooth. It's amazing.
Lindsay, yeah, it's in my notes. I started taking notes just like Gigi.
Mm-hmm. what's your category, Candy? Before we let you ride. No pun intended.
I like group. I do that very well too. But I like group, and I like threesomes. I like the BDSM categories. What else do I like? I like the Spanish categories. And I like anything with a theme. Like, I can't stand when porn has no theme. They just randomly outside bent over a lawn chair.
Walking around. Yeah.
Right. And the cameraman is just like, hey, put your hand over there. Like, I'm not into
that.
Like
the cameraman can't get involved. I said that before. Okay.
Yes. Right, in the way.
The cameraman can't get involved. Yeah. That's a whole... I don't even want to get into that because that will get me in a different mood. All right. So before you go, though... Let me ask you, how do you feel about two men and one woman? How do you feel about that experience?
I've had it a couple of times before, but, you know, it's not my favorite. I prefer two females. But, I mean, like I said, I've had it a couple of times.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's to me,
hey,
it's just,
hey,
like,
we appreciate
it's too much going on.
Right. Hey, I get it. I get it. I don't know how much you can do with two brothers in there because there's not going to be any interaction between the two. Between the two of them.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
I think that would be more so of just pleasing a woman because that's all that can happen. It's just totally focusing on her.
I think it's the other way around. I think it's more so for the dude.
Really? Because he has to wait.
Yeah.
He got to wait.
He
got to wait and switch.
Wait, what? Why is he waiting?
He could be at one end or the other end or double penetration. Like, he has to wait. Like, unless both of them can be in the same hole at the same time. Is that cool?
No, but you got multiple holes.
Hey, Tony, we can't even get into it. Like, I know we got more calls. We can't get into it, and I want to.
That's a whole nother show. Good gracious. We got four more callers. So we're going to get these four more callers on. So we're going to have to start going to 2 hours, man. We've already changed the show. It's getting crazy.
Oh, man.
But we definitely appreciate you.
All right,
calling
y'all have a good night. No
you
worries.
Too.
Y'all have a
Thank
good one.
Thank you again. We appreciate you.
Right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Gigi, we got another whole show, man. Oh, my goodness. That's the second woman that said two and one, two dudes and one. So,
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I keep asking, we're gonna get some bigger numbers, man. So let's keep it pushing.
Let's get these last couple callers on it. 8554, GI Radio, you on. Hello?
Maybe you're on mute. Maybe you're on mute. You got 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. We all
right.
Next.
Let's go to the next one. What is this? 3058 GI Radio. You on?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Shay. Can you
hey,
hear
Shay.
Me?
Well, all right, Shay. Yeah, let's get to it.
Okay, so
let's get to it.
I think I first saw porn at around 12 years old, and I sneaking and watching my mom and dad's porn, and I'm actually still into porn, very interested in porn.
How often do you watch it?
I would say I would watch it like for masturbation and like with my partner, I'll watch it. So I would say probably twice a week. For masturbation purposes.
Okay. Twice a week. Okay.
So you watch it twice a week for masturbation purposes. How often do you watch it with your partner?
As often as you want to.
Oh, so you good with that, huh? Is there any particular category? Anybody that you guys seem to watch more often? How does that work?
So, my preference is the threesome category, and I can actually watch two women or two men. And I'll say that in my early 20s, my fantasy used to be with two men. But, I mean, I'm 40 now, so I don't have an interest in it. I never got a chance to do it, but I don't have an interest in it at this point.
Okay. What about two women? Any interest in that?
Absolutely not. I've never had an interest in a woman.
Okay. You can just watch it, though. That's not an issue watching it.
Yeah, I can watch it, but me actually being a part of it, no.
Okay. Fair enough.
So what turns you on about watching two women if you wouldn't want to be with two women? I'm just curious, I'm asking.
I think it's just, to me, I think it's more just the pleasure factor. It's nothing really for me. It's just, I enjoy it, but I'm not interested in a woman. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, seriously, I'm into that category, but that's about it. No interest.
I think that's everybody. Well, most of the people that we talked to today, and me and Gigi for the first time, we agree that the threesome is like the number one category that people look at. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You know what's weird? I don't like girl on girl, that category. I don't like to watch just two women. Just that's it. I don't know why I think that's like boring. Now, in the physical, it's beautiful, but like watching it on TV, I think it's boring. I don't know why.
I don't like to watch women kiss. I hate that part.
Hate it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
So they can't kiss, but can they bump clits? Can they bump coaches? Can they do the scissors?
I mean,
can they kiss each other's breath?
I just think the kissing part, I guess I just can't get with that part. I don't like that part of it at all.
Okay.
I mean, they can do what they do.
That's an interesting point. In watching porn, I've noticed that certain women will interact sexually, but they won't kiss. It's almost like, nah, B, I ain't going to kiss you, but we getting paid, so I will do something else. And I don't know if it's because, you know, they feel that is very personal, as weird as that may seem in porn, but, you know, that's very intimate and personal. And it's like a connection they're not willing to have, you know. And so that's what I see.
I think that's
what
I agree.
Okay. I can see that. I can definitely see that. Now, if they kiss, though, I ain't mad, though. You know what I'm saying? If they kiss and I ain't mad, you know, that'll definitely get me a couple of extra strokes in, you know, especially when they're passionate about it, you know. But.
Normally, for guys, it's always a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, for us, man, you know, the thrill of it, you know, because, you know, we just waiting for our turn to participate. So that was dope, man.
You know,
I appreciate it. That was great perspective. Go ahead, Tom.
We didn't ask this one question that I wanted to ask everybody. I'll probably run down and just, because people still got their ones up, so I'll probably run down and ask them this question. This is a simple yes or no, but... Would you make a sex tape for $5,000?
Absolutely not.
$5,000. One-time payment?
No.
One time, that's it. Just one time.
So make a sex tape, and then the sex tape gets loaded onto a platform for everybody to see, and for that company to make millions or hundreds of thousands off of that.
You're thinking about it too hard. It's just, you're gonna make a tape. They're gonna pay you $5,000. Would you do it?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Budget's a lot higher.
My budget, I wouldn't even have a higher budget. I don't trust people like that. So I've seen it happen too many times where you do it, whether it's with your mate, your husband, your boyfriend, and you got some men that are real bitchy. And so they get mad and they put it out. So
right.
I wouldn't do it, period. I've been asked to do it, but I wouldn't do it. I mean, I go into the house looking for cameras. You're not even going to get me.
So no recording, nothing.
No.
Respect. I get it.
Yeah.
You can mentally record. You better mentally record the expressions and the sounds that you make me have, because I'm mentally recording yours. So that's about it.
Playback in your head.
Oh, yeah. I masturbate on playback. So, yeah.
So that is a thing. Okay. So that's another verified situation, Tone, that ladies do play back their experiences. So they don't necessarily need porn. You know what I mean? So they can replay the experiences. So
yeah,
thank you for jumping on.
I tell a man, if you're going to be boring, if you're not going to give me feedback and be boring, I can't be with you, because I need the feedback. For one, it turns me on more. And then if I want to masturbate based on what happened the last time, I want to be able to do that.
I get it. I completely get it. That's interesting. Well, thank you for jumping on here. Thank you for your support. Definitely some good convo. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Man.
No recording.
Very interesting, man. No recording.
I think you've got to, though, Gigi. You got to, I mean, you just got to trust the person you with, but it got to be footage. Like, it got to be some. Like, even if we record, watch it, and then delete it right there. You get what I'm saying? But I get that. Yeah, that's something you can do. You can record it and then delete it right there. I forgot the question.
You know,
I was going to ask everybody.
Well, you said, what did you say, man? That's a good one. I forgot as well. But that is a very good point. You know, my experiences, man, when I asked about, because, you know, I'll ask about recording just to see what she would say. You know, of course, most of my feedback has been, well, we're not going to record unless we marry. That way, if something happens, you know, and it goes viral or whatever, you know, I'm with my husband. So whatever. But I kind of felt like that was a cop-out for me. Like, they don't want to record me, like, thinking that I'm going to do something. Like the young lady just said, I'm a bitch, and I'm gonna get mad and be like, you know what? It don't even matter. I'm about to download this tape to MySpace, because you know that was big back in my time. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I just don't see the pettiness in that, man. I just think that, especially if you guys have good sex, man, it's kind of like, yo, you want to replay some of the championship rounds, man. It's like looking at a good match. Right, it's like looking at the finals. You want to see the finals over and over again, man. What, you know, from the playoffs all the way to the finals when you won a championship. So I don't know, man. That's tough. I guess that's, you know, it just depends on the woman again.
That's why I said you just record it, watch it together, and then delete it. You know what I mean? If you don't, I think a dude would show somebody before a woman would show somebody, though. So I kind of get her. You know what I'm saying? I think a dude probably would.
That's valid. She's definitely valid. Yeah, she's validated.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm recording, so we just gonna have to delete it right there. I'm gonna show you that I'm gonna delete
record
it.
We gotta record on my phone. She's like, we gotta record on my phone, so I know where it's at, and I can delete it.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too. That's cool. I can't even think of this question. I'm so mad. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. I see everybody still got ones up. I don't know if you pressing one to speak again or you just never took it off. We're going to do another, what is it? We could do another 10, 15 minutes, Gigi. Is there any question that you want to ask anybody or what you want to do?
Well, you know, I'm still stuck on this two-on-one situation. I want to know how these women really feel about two men on one woman. Like, even if it's a fantasy only and you don't want to act it out, I really want to know, because this is something that I don't believe many women will share with their guys if that's something that they want. I think that, you know, they'll maybe go and look on porn. You know, I don't know, maybe they experience seeing it, you know, two guys and they friend. I mean, I don't know what the hell goes on, but I really want to know how women feel about a threesome with two men and one woman.
How do you ask your man for that? Let's ask mm-hmm. that. Okay. Then, we're gonna go I'm gonna go from the bottom to the top. 7554. Let's start from the bottom to the top. Ain't nobody gonna answer?
No.
GI Radio. Is she there? Is somebody there? Okay. Gigi, you there?
You guys might be on mute. Take yourselves off mute, but we only got about 3 seconds.
Yeah, Ray, so we still got, let me see, 2748.
Hey, it's Candy again, but I wasn't. How do you take yourself out the queue? I think it's just I was stuck, but I mean, to answer your question, like I find that with when it's two guys, it sometimes gets more of like an ego battle versus, you know, just enjoying the moment. So I, you know, like I said, I don't prefer two men, but you know.
So how do you excuse me? How do you ask that question, like? How do you ask the guy that question?
I usually push it out to him first. Like, I'll just be like, babe, if we can bring one person in the room, who would it be? And, you know, just nope, not getting mad, just asking just for spice purposes. And, you know, of course, he'll answer. And then when it's my turn, I'll be like, well, you know, I kind of had that thought about so-and-so, but, you know, how about we do this? If you give me this, I'll give you that. And then we just kind of bargain a little bit. If he says yes, then, you know, for me, when I had one, it started off as two. It was actually his fantasy just to see me with someone else. And he just kind of joined in. But, you know, I don't have a problem with asking.
Now, that's interesting.
PG.
Now, this guy, now, you would you consider him vanilla?
No, not by a long shot, no.
Okay, and so the factor. That's the X factor. Would you agree? That's the X factor. Asking a vanilla dude can damn near bust up the relationship if he ain't ready to hear that. Because how can you recover? How can you recover? But listen, how can you recover if he's like, nah, hell no, that's my homeboy. So you want to fuck my homie? You want to fuck Tone? You really want to fuck Tone, huh? You just want to tell me tonight? Like how does that recover? That's not gonna go away the next day or the next week. So that's my challenge, and more so because I got to get it out of my system. Can't you just happen to be a casualty? So the thing about it is, I think a guy who is vanilla. And for those who don't know what vanilla is, that means they aren't necessarily exposed to different lifestyles and different dynamics, like, you know, BDSM or swinger or things like that. A guy's biggest fear, a vanilla guy, biggest fear would be looking at another man blow his girl's back out. Like, She's screaming like she never screamed before. She talking about she coming, she busting, she squirting. Another man making your girl squirt? Are you kidding me? You'll be on the news. Come on.
I don't think it's more so. I don't think it has anything to do with him being vanilla. I think that if you don't have someone that's secure in their relationship, because like for me, I feel like, yeah, I get what you're saying, but if we're at the point where we're introducing new people into our relationship, then I think it's natural to assume that we're comfortable. We're not going nowhere. You bae. I'm here. I'm a sure thing. So I think when you have
until
that security.
Until you nut on his best friend's dick.
Nah.
Until
first of
that
all,
happens.
I'm not going to throw out his best friend. It's bro code. No, we're not going to, we can't go against the code. Like, I know better than that. I'm not
so
trying to get the police involved.
You can hold the nut if he's in the G-spot repeatedly? Stop.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But if I am letting it go, I'm letting it go to my dude. Like, you know, it's not like. He's involved. Like I said, he's either watching or he's joining or whatever it is. It's not just going to be me and this other person just having a moment. So even in that, he's still going to know that it's still, I'm doing this to please you.
You so, I mean, nothing like on said, his best just, friend's dick to please him?
No. Like I said, it's not just going to be his
Gigi is just on that.
He's wilding tonight. Wilding.
This is real stuff, man.
That's a hard
Tony,
one,
am I talking crazy? Tony, am I talking crazy, though?
No, I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, but you got to be a strong guy, like a strong guy to watch somebody please another man, please your woman, like really, really, really please her like you do. I don't think I'm
but
that strong
no
yet.
It's different from any threesome, though. I mean, it's
oh,
the
it's
same
very,
way.
It's very different. It's very
how?
Different.
It's very
different. And again, you a casualty. It's very different because, number one, we're men and we dominate, right? So we don't want to see our woman dominated by somebody else. Now, pleasured, yeah, but not dominated. And that's the difference because if you bring two women in the bedroom, that's two women. They can interact with each other. You can do whatever. You can sit on each other's titties. You can do the titties.
Exactly.
You can do the headstand, whatever you want to do. That's fine. And we sit back and we're like, okay, it's non-threatening. But if you got King Beef over here just drilling my lady, right? Listen. And listen, he picking her up. He doing stuff that I ain't done yet. Or I'm not, you know, or I haven't thought about. And she's just going crazy over here. Man, you think I'm a dick? First of all, my dick going to go down, okay? I'm going soft. First and foremost, I'm going soft. My dick going soft and my hands are going hard because they balled up at this point. So you got to understand the aftermath of that. So dude leaves, right? And now you going to come and snuggle up next to me?
Yes.
You going to nestle up next to me talking about, thank you, babe. Tonight was amazing. Oh, okay, cool.
You know what's gonna be the worst part, Gigi, if he do that, and then like you know maybe the next day she end up masturbating. You know what she masturbating to?
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know it's not you. You know it's not you. Let me ask you this. Was the other man, was the other guy that you allowed in the room, was he as good as your man?
In certain areas.
Oh, you don't need to contemplate that. Now you remember. Okay,
in
that's what I thought.
Areas,
you just contemplated. You was contemplating what you wanted to say, but you wasn't contemplating.
But I knew better,
though.
I wouldn't let that on. I didn't let that on, though. I mean, I knew better than that. I played it cool, but yeah, in
See,
certain areas.
So what you're thinking is what we're thinking. That's what validates mm-hmm. what I just said. You don't have to say
okay,
it.
But
you know what I mean? So he looked
there,
at
though.
You when your eyes rolled back. He looked at you because we're observant in the bedroom, right? So he's looking at you upon penetration and seeing what your reaction is, and then he's looking at you as you're taking all the strokes. And this is the issue when you don't have two women in the bedroom. If you have two women in the bedroom, then it can be a cycle. You know what I'm saying? Me, her, you, me. But when you got two brothers, listen, man, you got to pick a side, and then you just got to wait your turn to get to what you want to get to. Come on, man.
I mean, but there's so many positions out there, G. Like, that's not always the case.
But what we're paying attention to, is when the friend is hitting it from the back. That's what we're paying attention to.
He's stuck on the friend.
You squint your eyes, you're pulling on covers or couches, scratching them up, right? And then you can't even concentrate on sucking the D because you're taking them strokes. Come on, man.
I don't have to be. I could be sitting. I could be sitting on him. I mean, like, I don't.
You can't.
Never mind.
That's possible.
That's a whole other show.
We're looking at the responses. That's all I'm telling you. Hey, Tony, you would think that I've experienced it before, and I haven't.
Hey, you going in, man.
I'm playing it out of my head, man. I'm playing it out of my head.
Think,
I don't want the shit.
Man. Yeah,
I mean, is it a hard no? It's a strong no for that? Even if you're taking
it. Well, super strong no. Like, no.
So let me break it down. Let me break it down this way, and I know we're pressed for time. So if we reverse the roles, right? We reverse the roles. There's two women in here. There's two women: you, your guy, and the other woman. Now, if your man is trying to kill her, like trying to kill the guts, and he ain't never hit you like that before, you're going to feel some type of way, man. You're going to be like, so what is it about her? Why you felt like you needed to give it to her like that? Why you ain't give it to me like that? And that's going to sit. And I think that's the main reason why people don't do threesomes for the most part is
What happened? Honestly, women different. I honestly think that
we are.
That would turn a woman off. That would turn a woman on. I mean, not off. Turn a woman on more than us seeing a man doing that to our woman.
That would definitely. I mean, like, I don't think it's that hard. To me, that's thinking too hard. To be honest with you, for me, if it that is
I'm cool with that.
It's
thinking in advance.
No, that's thinking
too hard.
You can't
think in the moment.
Because at the end of the day, if that's what's happening, I'm going to want that because I'm going to want to feel the vibration. So it's just like I'm cool with it because I'm feeling it too. So I'm not thinking all that negative stuff because I know at the end of the day, this is just what it is for this moment.
Yeah,
so,
Gigi,
I mean,
Each couple, of course, has to have an honest conversation. So that's going to be the most important thing. Because you can say whatever. You can agree to it. You can be like, all right, these are the rules and regs. But when it actually happens and if it goes sideways, now, you know, people are feeling a certain way, man. And I think that happens all the time. Even people that are in lifestyle dynamics. You know, there's still rules and regs and boundaries to that. And if people don't abide by them, then, you know, you're going to have some issues. You're going to have some residual issues. It may be fun and fine in the bedroom, but then later on, if he don't want to have sex with you the next day or next couple days, or he might ask him, hey, well, where's Tanisha at? Have you heard from her? Does she want to do it again? Come on, that's going to play on.
Now that is when I would feel some type of way. If he wants it on a regular, then I might be like, wait a minute, I'm going to be double, like, you know, I'm going to think extra. But while we're in the moment, no, who thinks that hard? Like, to me, that takes away
Gigi?
From the whole experience. Because,
Gigi
like, if you're
hard.
Going to, if you're not going to be secure in what you have, that's not the type of lifestyle for you. Like, because
Yeah.
I don't
but
know.
People
that's never happened
though.
For me.
It might not even be in their lifestyle. It may be an experiment. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying there are pros and cons. There's cause and effect that people have to take account of. Just because threesomes sound fun and it seems like it could work, you have to be very careful and know what you're getting into. And you have to be doing it for the right reason. You definitely can't be doing it just to please somebody else, because you'll never please that person. They'll never be pleased. You know,
that's
so you
true,
just have
but
to
most
sure
importantly.
Most importantly?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I think it's a delay in our phone.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, but that's cool. I just created, obviously, an insane example just because I had to go all the way left for people to really understand the experience or the difference. The difference when we start talking about, you know, bringing people in the bedroom.
Can mm-hmm. I ask a question?
Come on.
Candy, do you and Gigi know each other?
Gigi, do we know each other?
I don't know who you are. I mean, Candy's not your real name. But
no,
if you know me,
I've never seen
it's okay to say.
He was intense on this one. So I'm like, maybe you and her were together.
No,
and they brought another dude there. Okay. Don't even answer the question then.
We know each other, but I don't think he knows that we know each other.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, do we? So, yeah, okay. So we know who each other is. Now, if we've been together, I would know who she is. So let's be clear on that. I wouldn't do it like that.
No.
If I knew you like Adam knew Eve, then I'd be like, hey, we know each other. Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool, man. Yeah, that was all right. You had a good run.
I think you have to just know your partner. Like if you're the type of person where you trip, if it takes your man 23 minutes to go to the store when it normally takes 18 minutes, like you probably don't even want to entertain that conversation. But, you know, if you know your relationship, then, you know, you just have to be open. You have to be secure in what you have. I think that's just the bottom line with any kind of thing you're experiencing or experimenting with.
Yeah, security is key.
I don't think a man would say yes if he wasn't really sure. You know what I mean? I think that question, you got to be 100% sure that you're ready to allow that to happen. Because like Gigi said, it could go a way that you might not like. So before you say yes, fellas, and in the words of Gigi, King Beef coming in. make sure it's something that you really want to do.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's a screening process. It has to be something that everybody is mutually agreeing on. Like, it's not just one person needs to make the decisions. But I don't want to take up all of y'all time. I know y'all are over. So
thank you for jumping on here and definitely staying for the championship rounds. Appreciate that.
No worries.
Thank you for
and I'll
calling
see
in.
Y'all next week.
All right.
Indeed.
Oh, y'all
indeed.
Never
Thank
did answer my question though. How do you get up out this queue?
Oh, I have no
How
idea.
How do you get out the queue, Tom?
Maybe you can press one again. Maybe if you press it again, it'll shut off. I'm not sure. Oh yeah, hit one.
Okay, I'm gonna
hit
try
one
it.
Again.
Hit one again.
All right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, have a good.
Okay, one to get you in. One to get you too. Out. Okay.
Oh man, Gigi, another great night.
Yeah, man.
We got I know so many people still wanted to chime in. Gigi, we're gonna have to do an hour show on the radio and maybe do a hour show or 30-minute show on, I don't know how we would do that, on Facebook, maybe like a chat or something. I don't know. I don't know how we'd be able to do that, but we'll figure something out.
We can do it. We can do it now. As far as, you know, I think people enjoy being anonymous.
Discreet.
So, you know, they kind of lose
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's better.
They lose their discretion.
Yeah, I think that's better.
However,
excuse me.
We can still give it a shot, though, man. I think that we should still give it a shot, maybe 30 minutes. Maybe 30 minutes. I can definitely pop it on my platforms where we'll both, you know, you can both see us equally. And just see, man. We can go for that next week. We can definitely try it and see. People are going to chime in anyway, just to look. You know, so now
yeah.
whether they participate as much as they want, you know, that remains to be seen, man. But tonight, though, I'm still stuck, man. I'm still stuck. I'm not completely satisfied, but we can deal with that another time. I still need ladies to really be 100 with me about the two men and them. I just think that there's a lot of ladies that have that fantasy that can't say it to their guy. I mean, it has to be, man. Even if it's a fantasy, you know, it has to be. So is that exuded or is that transitioned into watching the porn? You know what I'm saying? Because what woman is going to tell their guy, look, you know, I'm going to watch some porn tonight, and then you go straight to the male-female category and expect him to get on swole watching two brothers handle one sister. I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm still perplexed on that one.
It's definitely a lot of questions. And because, okay, you say yes, who goes and finds the man? The woman? The man?
I'm not asking
hey, brother
to come hit my lady,
yeah.
man. I'm not asking.
Yeah,
I'm not recruiting.
That's
no
what I'm
hey, look, bro. Hey, look, man, look, she, you know, you're 6'5", 275, athletic build, you know what I mean? Hey, man, just kind of pick up, slide it down. Just do some things that I ain't always doing, brother. We not having that conversation, man. We not doing
that's
it. And then if she does pick a guy and he looks way, you know, he don't have to look like you, but, you know, looks very different than you, then now you're like, well, damn, you know, is that what she really wanted? You know what I mean? It's crazy. And that's overthinking, but at the same time, it's really not. It just really depends. And I think they have the same, sometimes they have the same concerns, man. You just have to have the type of woman that is really open-minded. There's more open-minded women than there are open-minded guys. I think that's a fact. So,
fact.
You know,
that's
again.
That's a super fact.
You know, ladies,
cool,
you know, they appreciate each other all the time.
Yeah, she was cool. You know,
yeah, ladies appreciate each other all the time, man. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, so
that's
a tough one, man. It's tough. But you know, there's plenty of guys out there. We're going to have to, man. I guess it's a part trade, man.
We still didn't get all the questions. We still didn't get all the questions answered that we wanted for us that we got in our chat. So, which is dope, man. I mean, the show getting doper and doper, more people starting to interact. Which is awesome. We appreciate everybody calling in every Friday. We haven't done an hour show in a long time. It's always been at least an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. But, Gigi,
wow.
Before we end this, let everybody know where they can find you.
Yeah, most definitely. And, again, super dope show. Appreciate everybody's participation. Tone on point as usual. You can find me. I have a few different platforms. You can find me on the Facebook platform. Malloy Rob, that's M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob. Please hit the follow button. If you hit the friend button, man, you're gonna stay in queue. It's too real out here. You can also find me on IG, GG After Dark. GG After Dark on IG. You can also find me on Rob, GG Malloy. That's more so my business page, my personal page. So you can dig in a little bit more about me and my lifestyle that way. And finally, two websites, man. You can always catch me at ggafterdark.com and the very new website, ggcares.com. And that's a business website as well. So, yeah, Tone, man, that's how it's rocking, man. What about you, man? What's all your platforms, man? What's going on with GEI and all that?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell or GEI, or Tone GEI, but I don't really use that page. You can follow the radio show on all platforms, GEI Radio. And, of course, you can follow our show. Just hit the follow button and get updates for when we're coming on and stuff like that. And, man, I really didn't want to end this one. I really wanted to keep chopping it up, man. Listen, Gigi, I wanted to get the other caller, not Candy. It was another caller that said that she did it a couple times, but I didn't get a chance to get back to her. I didn't know which one it was, but we'll get to her next week. I hope she called in. I think that was Lady X, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm pretty sure
I wanted to
Lady
ask her.
X, man. Lady X seems
yeah.
to be well versed in a few things, man. So we got to explore that a little bit more next time.
Bet.
She said a few.
But,
hey.
Few. Man, I don't know. I'm going to say those for next week because I got a bunch of questions for her. Again, we appreciate everybody that called in, all the callers. Shout out to the fellas. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jonathan checking in with us. Pac,
yeah.
I know Pac on the call too. It's cool. Hopefully we can get more guys in, you know what I mean, so we can kind of balance this thing out because the ladies kind of taking over, you know what I mean. They controlling this thing. So let's get it 50-50, you know what I mean. And
yeah, indeed.
Everybody have a great weekend, man, and we see y'all next Friday. Gigi, be safe, man.
All right, man. Salute, man. God bless everybody. Peace.